I'm sitting in City Hall of Pelican, Alaska, visiting with the new mayor, Walt Weller. Walt, can you tell us about yourself, please?
Yeah, thank you. So I was elected mayor here the 10th of October, and I've been here for 4 years as the electric utility supervisor, and we recently had a change in government here, and I'm the new guy, just starting out as mayor.
So what brought you to Pelican in the first place?
I worked on various construction projects all over the state with the Energy Authority and Village Safe Water, infrastructure projects, all the way up on the North Coast and along the Yukon and Kuskokwim Rivers, and was introduced to Pelican here in 2007 on a tank farm project.
And then you decided to make it home?
Well, what happened was I was here on a village safe water project around 4 years ago as an electrical contractor, and the city had purchased the electric utility from CAKE. When they did, they asked me if I would stay here and take care of it for them. And I thought being able to stay here was a wonderful opportunity, so I took them up on that, and I've been here ever since.
So what made you decide to enter politics?
We have a lot of construction projects going on around here right now, and we really didn't have anybody in City Hall that was all that familiar with them, and I've provided quite a bit of assistance with information for these kind of projects over the years, and the volume of them got to the point that I just decided to step in and help out more.
So what are your priorities, your urgent concerns for government of Pelican?
Well, the urgent concerns in Pelican are promoting the town, and promoting the town, since we are still dealing with the large fish plant closure from 2008. Promoting the town right now, we need a lot of cleanup. We need a lot of presentation work done. We need to make people aware of what we've got going on here. And there's a lot of repairs that need to be made. And one of the reasons that I volunteered for the mayor position was in order to be able to help out with all that directly.
Plus, there's a council.
The city council is, they're on top of it. We've had some changes there too, but we all work together. It's very definitely a team.
So, with those needs and limited government funding sources, what plans do you have for being able to meet those goals?
Well, seeing as to how I've only been here a month, those plans are kind of in flux right now. Mm-hmm. But luckily for us, previous administrations have left the town in pretty good financial shape. And I think by keeping a close eye on the budget and prioritizing between myself and the city council exactly what things we want to work on, We have a lot to do, and it was really just time to get started on it.
And you have great water, you have hydroelectric, is that right? And new business in town with using part of the fish plant, as I understand it.
Yes, we have part of the fish plant and part of the old crab plant in use now, with the Hoonah Cold Storage is selling ice, and we have a lot of the fleet coming and going now. People dropping off their fish and picking up ice so that they can go back out because we're closer to the outside waters. And we have a custom processor in town here, Jacoby Fisheries, who's taking fish from some fishing boats and also from sport fishers and processing and packaging and shipping. We want to let people know that we're open for business out here, and we're going to be looking for people that might want to relocate and start things, as difficult as that can be in a bush community, but we have a lot of building space that we are looking to do things with. We have green energy with our hydro. We're on hydro power probably 95% of the time. And we'd love to see people come out with some new ideas for small businesses. And we're really looking to increase the amount of year-round residents we have. Mm. And mm-hmm. that's not the easiest thing in the world to do, but that's no mm-hmm. reason not to try.
But one thing I've noticed is that Pelican seems to be a snowbird community. People live here in the summer, go elsewhere in the winter.
Well,
there's quite a few.
Yeah, well, we have a variety of economies here, and, mm-hmm. and really the year-round residents are not the largest one. The sport fishing is very large for its 4 months. Mm-hmm. The fishing fleets coming through on and off for over 6 months a year, but our ice making is really only open for about 4 months. And we do have a fair amount of residents who are just here in the summer because we're closest to the fish. So there's a lot of coming and going for a small amount of people.
Mm-hmm. And not to mention the beauty of Pelican is a great place to live.
You can't beat it anywhere as far as I'm concerned, but this is fjord country, and it's always just an incredible place. Mm. You know, there's people that come here from all over the world just to take pictures and say they were here, and that's a big draw too. We're trying to increase the amount of all of that we're doing, but it's a little difficult to do when you're that hard to get to, but once again, that's not going to stop us from pushing for it.
It is a challenge, that's for sure.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Walt.
Well, thank you very much, Carol.
Whew. All right.
So what did we have a time limitation on that?
Well, what the news department is